Listen live. Check out our podcast with the 98.5 The Sports Hub app.
Stevenson with a great run to the outside. Still on the go. Come on, Andre Stevenson. Trying to go wire to wire. Second touchdown for the rookie.
There's your perfect example. Go make a play. Get noticed.
Ramondre Stevenson, the rookie, to the house. He had a touchdown earlier in the game, a one-yard run to make it 15-7. But that one there, converting a third and nine, a 91-yard touchdown run. And that is brought to you by your New England Ford dealers. It's your rushing update brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and the Ford F-Series, America's number one selling trucks for 44 years straight. Proud to be the official truck of the NFL. Welcome back to Shaw's Patriots postgame. Jim Murray, Joe Murray, and joined now for the first time this year by Greg Bedard, Boston Sports Journal. And before we get into the quarterbacks, which I think is going to be, you know, rightfully the talking point coming out of this game, Joe and I were trying to figure it out, Greg. Who does Ramondre Stevenson remind you of? I said maybe like a Steven Jackson type. Joe, who did you say? Almost a Ricky Williams, maybe?
Yeah, maybe like Garrett Blunt Light, you know?
Someone come to mind for a comp?
You know, to tell you the truth, guys, I haven't even watched him that closely this year, and I didn't even watch him that closely tonight. I mean, I saw the 91-yard run. I watched the replays, but I didn't look really hard at him just because I don't think he has really much of a chance to play this year, no matter what he's done. But, yeah, I think you guys are in the ballpark of, like, Steven Jackson a little bit. I don't see him as shifty as Ricky Williams. Ricky was so thick in the thighs, a guy that I covered with the Dolphins when I first broke in. I would say Jackson in time, give him time. Yeah, I would say Steven Jackson is a good comp.
Just with Stevenson, if you watched him in college, he was outstanding at blocking for the quarterback. He had great quarterbacks there. Spencer Rattler last year, Jalen Hurts going back to Baker Mayfield. Like, he can play. I mean, I know we saw tonight a couple of bursts, but he can do a few things, especially block in the backfield. So I know this is a different level here, but they usually redshirt these type of guys. Like, who could he beat out, I guess, to make the roster this year?
I don't really see anybody. I mean, I think it would take an injury for him to get on. I mean, look, he's going to be on the roster. But, yeah, we've seen them redshirt these guys before. Shane Vereen, James White. I mean, basically anybody who's come in here. Damian Harris was like, we thought he was a bust because he never saw the field as a rookie. I don't see what makes Ramondre Stevenson any better than any of those guys. I think he has some potential. Ivan Fears, his comments the other day about Stevenson were basically like, yeah, forget about him this year. He's got so far to go. I mean, yes, he fits the physical profile. I'm sure he blocks well. He gets yelled at a lot in practice. He screws up a lot in practice. So, yeah, I mean, he'll be nice to watch in the preseason. I don't expect him to impact this team unless there's an injury.
Your assessment on Mac Jones, you heard the pop, I'm sure. I mean, it was, I said to Joe earlier, it was like, you know, when Hogan came out back in the day in the WWF, like the people got up, the people were excited. But what did you make his performance tonight?
I thought he did exactly what he needed to do, sort of to elevate this competition. I thought that he was quick with everything. He was decisive. He handled all the situations well. I thought it was very significant that Bill Belichick put him in with the starting offensive line towards the end of the first quarter, considering what the offense had done on the drive before. And, you know, they went out quickly three and out on the first drive. Then they had a nice scoring drive. But, you know, any other year, any other situation, Bill probably lets the starting offense roll again, get them a little bit of momentum. But to me, it was clear that he wanted to see the kid out there under the lights with the starting offensive line, and that they put him in the two-minute drill straight out of halftime was also significant to me. And I thought he didn't do anything spectacular. I mean, look, if Christian Wilkerson catches that touchdown pass, everybody's raving about Mac Jones. I mean, I think he was 15 of 19, but Wilkerson had two drops, and there was a Jacoby Myers pass, his first one, that was a catch Bill just didn't challenge. You know, you factor those in and, you know, suddenly he's like 18 of 19. And look, not overly dangerous, any of his passes, not, you know, the greatest quarterbacking display ever. But I thought that he did what he needed to do, and I thought in contrast to Cam, who from the first pass of the game, it was the same stuff that we saw last year from, you know, the naked boot to Jonnu Smith wide. Not a good throw. There was the sack, which, look, Isaiah Wynn needs to block Chase Young, but you need to know Chase Young's over there, and you also need to know that they're bringing six rushers, and you got to speed up. You know, Jim, it's the same stuff that we talked about. You know, I'm back in the, you know, in a booth at Gillette. Same stuff that we talked about the second half of last year. Like, you know, speed up. You know something's coming. Do something with the ball. Don't get hit. And he gets hit again, and then the third down screen pass is too quick, too hot, not good enough pass. And I thought that Cam didn't show the improvement that he needed to hold off Mac, and I think Mac did what he needed to do, and that sets the stage for Philly, which I think is going to be very significant.
Yeah, Greg, I thought the footwork of Mac Jones really impressed me tonight. He stood up yep. in the pocket, something we haven't seen from Cam. But is it fair to get on Cam tonight? I mean, did he play enough for us to truly analyze it and say, yeah? I mean, I know you just mentioned a few things. I didn't even love the screen pass for that, even though James White had a nice little run there. But yep. was there enough tonight to analyze his play and say, hey, Cam, Mac was truly better?
No, I don't think so. I mean, because, look, it's been a long time since these guys played games. I think that the opener, you're just sort of looking for certain traits. And, look, the things that I pointed out with Cam, those are things that he struggled with last year that he's going to need to get better at this year. And for openers, he didn't show that he is. Now, let's see what he does next week in the joint practices with the Eagles. They have the Eagles game next week. Then they have joint practices with the Giants. The next seven to 10 days is going to tell the tale on this quarterback competition. And I think it's, if you watch tonight and you don't think it's real in the position that they have put Mac Jones in, whether it's in practice with resting the starters, putting Brian Hoyer out there between drives in the last padded practice to get Mac Jones, to get the starters reps on both sides of the ball to go against Jones. And then tonight to get him out there with the first team offensive line. If you don't think there's a competition going on, I don't know what to tell you. There is. Do I still think there might not be enough time for Mac Jones? Yes. I'm not sure that he can sway Bill Belichick in this amount of time, but I think tonight was a good step in the right direction. And if Mac Jones wants to go after this job, he needs to kick it up a level in Philly next week.
Who does Mac Jones have to sway? Is it the players? I mean, obviously it's going to come down to Belichick, but is there a chance the players could be swayed into wanting Mac Jones?
I think they're all in on Mac Jones. Wow. I think he's won them over. I thought he won them over the first day of training camp with some of the reaction to some of the throws that he made, whether it was Jonnu Smith pointing at the sky, Kendrick Bourne catching this touchdown pass that even a few days later he talked about, like, I didn't even think it was possible for him to fit the ball in there, and Kendrick Bourne is jumping all over the place, and David Andrews with the biggest smile I've ever seen on his face on a Patriots practice field after Mac Jones, you know, lit up a red zone series. And you hear the comments, Trent Brown, I think he can be special. You hear all sorts of these comments. I mean, you know, I think these guys realize what's going on. I don't think they have a huge allegiance to Cam Newton after one season and a 7-9 season at that. And I think some of their comments that you hear, you know, if there was a lot of reservation or a reverence to Cam Newton, then you would hear these guys speak a little bit differently. I mean, I don't think they're afraid to praise Mac Jones. They're not worrying about the impact that it has on Cam, and I don't think anybody is. I think that you asked the question, who does he need to impress? I think it's Bill Belichick. You know, he has to get to the point where Bill trusts a rookie quarterback to go out there and take care of the ball and make a few plays here and there. I mean, I think that's what it's going to come down to, because can Cam do what he did last year and get this team to, 10-7 or what have you, with the increase in talent around? Yes, but I think the Patriots have higher aspirations than that, and I think it's when you're Bill Belichick, you have to look at it and you go like, okay, I know what I'm going to get out of Cam, and there are going to be a lot of close games. We're going to have to pull them out. He's going to have to play perfect. With Mac Jones, he can do the same sort of thing, but we might be able to pop off some big plays once in a while. So There's a lot to decipher through this whole thing.
All right, more coming up with Greg Bedard of Boston Sports Journal here on the Shaw's Patriots post game. The performance of Mac Jones obviously impressed Greg. I want to know who else impressed Greg tonight as the Patriots defeat Washington 22-13 as they win preseason game number one. Again, more coming up with Greg. But first, we're going to get you caught up with the headlines of Joe Murray, but we have to pause for station identification here on the Safety Insurance 98.5 of Sports Hub, Patriots Radio Network.
Boston's home for sports. Sports Hub, Beasley Media Group Station. Sports Hub headlines.
Patriots winners tonight, 22-13 over Washington. Mac Jones went 13-19 for 87 yards. Cam Newton, 4-7 passing, 49 yards on the night. He was sacked once. Ramondre Stevenson, the rookie out of Oklahoma, 10 carries, 127 yards, did have two touchdowns, including a 91-yard rush. One other game in the NFL tonight, Pittsburgh defeated Philadelphia 24-16. The Red Sox fall to the Rays 8-1. They begin a series on Friday with Baltimore. The Field of Dreams game in Iowa. It was a thriller. Yankees came back. They had an 8-7 lead, and then Tim Anderson hit a walk-off home run in the ninth to give the White Sox the 9-8 win. And Celtics Summer League, they're now 3-0. They defeated Orlando 108-71 tonight. Headlines are brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. They want to help you prepare your car for summer travel. They offer completely contactless service. With their 15-minute drive-through service, you don't even need to make an appointment. Visit GetAnOilChange.com for a coupon to save on your oil change. I'm Joe Murray. More post-game after this on the Safety Insurance 98.5 The Sports Hub Patriots Radio Network.
Every day, 13 children are diagnosed with a brain tumor. Credit Union's Kids at Heart is donating $50,000 toward clinical trials that will lead to safer and more effective treatments for children with this life-threatening disease. Learn more at cukidsatheart.org. The First Downs to Fight Pediatric Brain Cancer campaign is generously supported by Jeanne d'Arc Credit Union and Service Credit Union.
The Sunset Tiki Bar and Grill in Westford, Mass. Is the coolest place to chill this summer. It's a beachfront oasis featuring award-winning cocktails and live entertainment nightly. The Sunset Tiki Bar and Grill in Westford, Mass. Check them out at sunsettiki.com.
Are you ready for the post-pandemic economy? Advance your career with an online certificate or degree from UMass Lowell. Explore your options and start September 1st at UMass Lowell. More at gps.uml.edu.
Hi, it's Michael Feldman from Feldman Geospatial. If you're a developer or design and construction professional and you need to obtain accurate locations of underground utilities for your project, please call us to discuss our subsurface utility engineering services. We will help you mitigate the risk of the unknown by tracing and mapping your subsurface infrastructure to make sure your project gets off to the right start. Another value add from Feldman that is part of our full suite of geospatial services. Feldman, right from the ground up.
Hey guys, it's Ted Johnson. Tom from Melrose is a former football player and current powerlifter. At 38 years old, Tom had spent years dealing with back pain before it finally became unbearable. He found Dr. Franke at Boston Prolotherapy.
Every time I tried to stand up, I was in intense pain. I got to Dr. Franke after trying 10 different things between chiropractor, PT, yoga. And the interesting thing about Dr. Franke is that as soon as I told him where the pain was, and he had me do a couple of movements, he knew exactly what the problem was and why I wasn't getting results from the other potential solutions. I'm 90% healed at this point, starting with 0% and in a ton of pain. I'm going to continue coming until I feel 110% because it is a simple and easy thing to do.
Alleviate your pain without surgery. Schedule your complimentary phone consultation with Dr. Franke today at bostonprolotherapy.com.
Hey, it's Felger here, and if you own a home and you're not using the sun to offset your energy bills or provide backup power during a blackout, it's time to do what I did. Contact Devlin Solar. Devlin Solar is bringing affordable green energy to New England by using the latest solar technology to provide efficient energy solutions customized for your home. So to schedule your solar consultation, call 800-818-5641 or visit devlinsolar.com. Reduce or eliminate your energy bills and power your home through a blackout with Devlin Solar, the most trusted solar company in New England. Call 800-818-5641. 5641 today.
KARS4KIDS. KARS4KIDS. 1-877-KARS4KIDS. Donate your car today. 1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Now accepting donations of land, homes, buildings, or any kind of real estate.
Hey, it's O, and just like our New England football team is in a class of their own when it comes to raising banners, so is the Oakers Company. In fact, this season is Oakers' biggest banner year yet. Celebrating 100 years of being New England's trusted technology solutions provider, Oakers has been the go-to technology partner of our local schools, businesses, government, and healthcare facilities since 1921. Here in New England, the tradition is simple. We need football, and we need Oakers. Thank you to all of their customers these past 100 years. Visit Oakers.com, the Oakers Company, technology for tomorrow.
Hey, who remembers Monty Hall? Let's make a deal. This is Rob Webster at AAA Work Trucks. We're having an inventory blowout sale on Friday and Saturday, September 24th and 25th. Everything's got to go. If you have a van or truck, you're going to want to be here. Come out to 50 Dunham Road in Sunnyville, Rica, and save hundreds of dollars. There'll be prizes, food, and giveaways. Visit us at AAAWorkTrucks.com. AAAWorkTrucks.com.
Could it be the time for new vision for you? Boston Laser thought they needed a new look, and they are now Boston Vision. Social distance yourself from those annoying contacts. Book a free LASIK evaluation online today at bostonvision.com. And for a limited time, receive $500 off your LASIK procedure. That's bostonvision.com.
Boom Boom Games, your home for 80s and 90s retro video games, wrestling figures and collectibles, vintage toys, cards, comics, and all your nostalgia needs. They've got something for every console, from Atari 2600 to the PS5 and the Xbox Series X. And they also buy and trade. Boom Boom Games in Billerica.
Want to stay connected to Boston Sports? 98.5 thesportshub.com.
Back, Shaw's Patriots postgame. Patriots 22, Washington 13. Patriots win preseason game number one. Music of the game brought to you by Live Nation. Don't miss Korn live in concert. The special guest Stained Saturday, August 21st at the Xfinity Center. Buy tickets at LiveNation.com. Well, those two together, it's like 1999 all over again. Jim Murray, Joe Murray. Greg Bedard, BostonSportsJournal.com. Greg, impressed by Mac Jones tonight. And with that, Greg, just quickly before I want to get your other assessment on some other standout players tonight, did you find it odd that Mac Jones didn't speak after this game, considering the performance and how long he was out there?
A little bit, but it remind me, I might be mistaken, but I don't think any rookies talked after this game. Stevenson didn't.
Yeah, right.
So I think it's just a blanket, you know, it was like, hey, can we get Mac Jones? Like, screw you guys. No rookies. All right. That's it. Like, just for openers. I'm sure he'll talk in Philly or what have you on the road and little quieter crowd, that kind of stuff. I think it was just a whole rookie blanket thing.
All right, so who were some other standouts? Joe and I agreed Matthew Judon looked like a complete wrecking ball before he had that scare with that hit on his knee.
Yeah, I would agree. I was a little preoccupied at the beginning of the game, so I missed the first defensive drive. I just watched it a little while ago, and certainly his tackle for a loss was really nice, but what I thought was more impressive was him tracking the running back out of the backfield from, you know, a very wide position and being in position to break up that pass. If not, you know, a lot of times that comes up as an interception, so I thought that was a really heads-up play. That one sort of stood out to me. I think that, you know, until the extra point, I thought Quinn Nordin was a storyline in this game. I still think he has a very long ways to go to displace Nick Folk from his starting spot. I thought Josh Uche played very well, continued to where he has been in camp. Stevenson looked good on the touchdown pass. You know, the wide receivers, I thought Myers looked pretty good. Wilkerson had his moments. But he had two drops, so that's, you know, really going to affect him. And, you know, you got to, even he admitted, you got to come down with that touchdown pass in the end zone from Mac Jones. So those are the guys who stood out to me.
Jonnu Smith had a nice catch and then a nice run after catch, then had the holding penalty. I mean, is he someone that's going to need Hunter Henry on the field or some other tight end with him for him to be effective like the whole entire year?
I don't know, Joe. That's a good question. I think that he is certainly an ensemble type of guy, I would say. He needs to be part of a strong supporting cast. You know, if you put him out there with last year's Patriots offense, he doesn't do anything. I mean, he's a good player, but I don't think he's special in any sort of regard. He's a good all-around player. He can catch the ball. He's very good in sort of the low area. You saw him on a crosser tonight. That's what we've seen a lot in practice. I think that, you know, he's a good blocker. Unfortunate with the holding penalty tonight, but that's going to happen. But I'm just thinking, you know, if Hunter Henry is out for an extended period of time, and Patriots fans should prepare themselves for that just because that's his injury history, that he's going to miss games, the Patriots will pretty much just go to a three wide receiver set. Now, does he get open a little bit more easily in that, or is he going to get covered up? It's a good question, Joe. I mean, I have my doubts on how special he can be without a strong two tight end system. But I'm willing to give Devin Asiasi a shot, who flashed early in camp, or at least in the off-season practices before he missed some time with COVID-19. He just started to come back. We saw him a little bit tonight. He's looked improved, so we're going to have to see.
As you mentioned COVID there, Greg, I thought of something just during the commercial break. Did Cam Newton tell on himself tonight when he was up at the podium wearing a mask?
I didn't notice that.
Because I was
quite possibly.
Yeah, I mean, I know that he dodged the question about being asked about whether or not he was vaccinated recently, and I get it; it's like a personal decision, and you don't owe anyone that answer. But isn't it also like if you're not, you got to wear the mask? And there he was at the podium after this game wearing the mask.
Yeah, and he's also been when he takes the practice field, he comes on with a mask, and I think he's one of the very few players that does. So that was not unusual for us to see tonight. Since we've seen it at the beginning of practice, but who knows? I mean, he could just be overly cautious after he went through what he went through last year, where he's like, "Yeah, I got the vaccine, but I'm still going to mask up at certain points in time." I'm not sure.
Hey, Greg, we asked this question before we had you on, but who do you think was the best quarterback on the field between both teams tonight?
I didn't watch the Redskins, Washington, all that much. On first blush, I want to say Taylor Heineke, but I didn't watch him that much. And I know he made a few plays. I don't know. I just like watching the guy play. It's sort of a natural. Fitzpatrick played well. The Patriots were conservative. I thought that Jones was the better of their two, and I'm sure Hoyer did fine. I didn't watch any of him, so I don't know. Maybe you guys watched it. What did you guys think?
I thought Ryan Fitzpatrick looked really good. I mean, I know he can be streaky, but I think he's actually a really good fit for that team. He was someone that I wished that the Patriots had brought in if they were going to bring along a rookie, and now that we know that
Mac Jones. That's where I'm going with it is, you know, he was a free agent. He didn't choose New England, but overall, he might have been the best quarterback on the field. I think it was Mac Jones, and I thought Heineke hung in there as well. But yeah, it might have been Fitzpatrick. You're right about that, Jim.
Did you find it telling when Cam Newton was speaking, Greg, that, you know, I found it that he wanted more reps? I think it might have been Jeff Howe of The Athletic that asked him, like, you know, and the answer was, well, you know, it's up to the coaching staff. I'm paraphrasing, but I think he wanted to be out there a little bit more. And my answer to that would be, if he did feel nervous, well, don't they typically do this with starters throughout the league? This is how it used to be with Brady, a few handoffs, a couple of throws, bing, bang, boom, you're out of the game. So do you think that's a tell that he feels Mac Jones is breathing down his neck?
I think he knows that.
Yeah.
I don't know if what he said was necessarily a tell, but I think he knows it. I think that some of his other comments about, like, you know, we're here for each other and you know, we're going to be there for each other during this whole thing. Cam's not dumb. He knows what's going on. He knows this kid was a first-round pick. He knows that He, you know, when you think of a Patriots quarterback in this offensive system, Mac Jones looks the part from, you know, mostly the way he operates the offense, but in many other ways. But I think that he knows what Josh wants. He knows what's called for in this offense from, you know, you look at that pressure when he got sacked and almost fumbled on the first possession, and you see the pressure coming. You see the safety coming into the box. They have seven guys in the box. That's the same spot that we talked about last year, Jim, where that's where you need – not only do you need to hurry up, but the Patriots offense, the beauty of it and why I think it's the best one in the NFL is because it gives the quarterbacks – it gives the offense as a whole answers to what the defense wants to do, whether it's, you know, option routes where if the defense is playing you this way, then you can do this route. And there is a spot for – if that's Mac Jones in that spot, and I'll be interested to see if we see it next week, if that's Mac Jones in that spot, I wonder if the kid is at the point where he goes, all right, check. He changes everything at the line where he's like, all right, they're coming. We're going to real quick block it up, max protection. We're going to go play action, boom, down the field. We're going to try to burn them because they're coming after us. Where Cam Newton sits there and sees it coming, tells you who the mic is, wonderful. That doesn't really help us, and then we're under attack. It's Cam Newton is locked in the same offense that he was a year ago. He needs to make more progress than that. He needs to be able to use more of the tools in this offense at this point. And if he isn't there or he's not going to get there by the season opener, I don't see the point in having him as quarterback again.
All right, more coming up with Greg Bedard of Boston Sports Journal. You want to join the show, 617-779-0985. Give us your assessment on Mac Jones' performance tonight as the Patriots defeat Washington football team 22-13 at Gillette Stadium as the Patriots win preseason game number one. Back after this, here on the Safety Insurance 98.5 of Sports of Patriots Radio Network.